Hey there, boys and girls, and once again, welcome to Life is a Big Surprise, and it's me again, after quite a long time. I think I did the last podcast, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, but things have been changing like quite rapidly these days, so I couldn't really get back and, you know, start podcasting, but today, I got free, so I'm here. Anyway, today is going to be another restart of everything, and it's going to be, you know, I just need to vomit my thoughts again out from my brain. And for quite some time, I've been thinking about something about motivation, because I don't know if you're one of those people like me who goes out on YouTube or on a podcast or whatever just to listen to other people's motivational speeches or something like that. And today's going to be about that. I'm going to talk about something that I read. It's a motivational speech, but it's actually, I don't know, sort of like demotivating. Not really demotivating. But the point of the matter is it's about motivation as a sort of like addiction as well, in a certain sense, that it really prohibits you to start doing things, because you go into this cycle of analyzing things and waiting for an inspiration to happen before you actually execute things. So yeah, here's my take about it. So yeah, just a little bit of a pause, and then I'm going to go into my riff. Okay, so here it is. The point of the matter is that just recently I found myself, you know, trying, just like any other person who has goals and dreams in life. I mean, I for one, I really am full of a lot of dreams. Like, you want to do a lot of things. Because for me, life is all about time and moments. And it's much about only three things: be, do, or have. So you want to be something, you want to do things, and then you want to have things. And I think the highest level of all of these three is to be, become. But they are really, how do you call that? They're connected to each other. And so one of the difficult things, of these three is doing. And I was like, in the middle of thinking of all of these three things in life, I was thinking, maybe I really need a little bit more inspiration. So my normal routine would be, I would go to YouTube and just type in a keyword, motivational speeches for 2019 or something like that. Or I would go out to a podcast, or, you know, just try and listen to other people's thoughts and anything. And motivation can really be like a sugar rush or like a coffee in the morning, I mean, for the brain and for somebody, or for any person for that matter. The thing is, it has become a habit that what we do as humans now, with the excess of with the surplus of information, is that we want to have a reason first before we do things, you know? It's like, try and give me a why, and I'm going to do that thing. And this is not necessarily bad. I mean, you know, why would you do things that you don't know why you should be doing it, right? I mean, it just sounds pretty logical. But as I found out, and also because one motivational speech really, really opened my eyes to another facet of this frame of thought, is that it has become a habit for everybody that you'd only achieve something when you got the motivation to do it. You know, when somebody speaks you to do, I mean, talks you out to do it, or encourages you to do it. And this puts achievements in a corner of a room where you have to have some sort of input first. But this talk by John Maxwell, he says that, I can't really verbatimly say it, but the idea goes that what we almost, like almost every one of us thinks that action is a achievement or success is a byproduct of motivation. But in fact, we should do the reverse. Like, we should do things first. Those that we are afraid of, those that are outside of our comfort zone, even without encouragement and whatever, which is really, really hard to do because we got accustomed to be motivated first to do things. And then we discover that when we cross that barrier, when we go way beyond the task, that challenge, the motivation comes in. And you get to tap your own self in the shoulder and say, hey, that was a good job. That was really nice. Wow, you were able to do it. You know, it's pretty kind of like logical, but it's pretty kind of like common sense, but it's really uncommon. And maybe I'm just, I don't know, one stupid guy talking about here about something that is already common for everybody. But I think that a lot of people gets into this trap of thinking that you need inspiration first before you get to do whatever you wanted to do in life. And I just wanted to connect this to all other things that I actually picked up from a lot of speakers too. Just recently I was invited to speak about how to save the planet Earth, which is like, wow, that's a very huge topic. This is actually in relation to you know, the response to Greta Thunberg. I don't know if you heard about her, this 16-year-old Swedish girl who is doing a protest, political protest, by doing a school strike for her to be able to compel political leaders in Sweden, because she's a Swedish girl, and to do something about the global climate crisis. So it's something that was very close to my heart. I was asked to speak about it in a Congress, and it's so close to my heart because I survived the super typhoon Haiyan in 2013. I was there in Tacloban City. I don't know if you've heard about Tacloban City, but there was this very huge storm in 2013, the strongest one in the planet, and I was there when it hit land on my city and wiped out my city for, you know, within 2 hours. And there are going to be a lot of debate whether climate change is real or, you know, this climate crisis is real. But all I could say is that whether it's real or not, we are a very big factor to how nature behaves like right now. Like, for example, in the Philippines, you know, we have this type of economy called sachet economy. Everything is in little packages or something like that. Imagine, like, I don't know how many ml of shampoo. In Europe or in North America, you have like big boxes or big bottles of shampoo you could use for a week or a month. In the Philippines, it's so convenient to travel because you can go to this convenience stores, as we call it, and you can buy a small package of shampoo just for, I don't know, 3 ml, 5 ml, something like that. You can put it in your pocket, and if you want to travel, you get into a hotel and this is a type of shampoo that you want to use only for your hair, you can buy that. You have a small package for toothpaste, a small of everything, a small packet of sugar, a small packet of, 10 sticks of cigarette or whatever. Everything in small packages. And this type of economy that we are living in the Philippines is not good for the environment, because this packages, the packaging of all of these products are usually plastic and they just get dumped like wherever. And added to that, the human factor of not being disciplined, this plastic goes to the oceans, to the seas, to the lakes, any body of water, and who suffers? All our turtle friends, our fishes and everything, the corals and whatever. So going back, this little girl, Greta, put to shame a lot of global political leaders for their inaction, and put me to shame too as a human being, because each one of us contributes to this whole thing, and I survived the strongest typhoon ever yet in recorded history, and I know for a fact how Mother Nature, when she lashes back in revenge, let's just say, it's terrible. Can wipe out a city and kill a lot of people and destroy everything that you've invested in with your life, property, whatever. You name it, it's just going to be washed out by waves and strong winds and wherever. So being a survivor of that, I have this sort of like innate responsibility inside of me to at least, even in the littlest things, to decide, you know, to do things like for nature and everything. And going back to this thing about motivation, for me, my motivation is because, you know, I have this why. I have a why. But what if you don't have a why of doing things? What if there are things that need to be done and you're waiting for inspiration to strike and you won't do anything because inspiration does not knock on your door like every single, you know, like every 5 minutes. Sometimes it doesn't even come. So what are you going to do? Are you going to wait for it? So John Maxwell says that we have to always think about it, that motivation should be a byproduct of us, of our actions and the tasks and things we want to do, so that it would lift up whatever we started. And it's really, for me, very fundamental because, there was even a speaker, her name is Mel Robbins. She's a really, really smart woman. And I found her on one of TED Talks or in Impact Theory or something like that. And she was talking about the 5-second rule, which I also shared in my talk in this about 5 seconds to save the planet. And I was saying there, I was relaying this thought of hers, the 5-second rule, that there are a lot of things that can actually be done even without motivation to do so. Like, for example, waking up in the morning. Her illustration of how she got into this rule and, you know, how it is actually wireframed in our brain, that when you want to make a habit, you have to start it without really, really deep convincing of yourself, but just do it. So let's say, for example, you want to wake up every day at 7 in the morning. The moment you wake up, you shouldn't be tracing inside your brain or your mind why you should wake up at 7. You just have to count 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Get up. Done. No thinking. No super analyzing. Why the hell am I doing this? If you want it eventually, do it. So then when you're able to do it, then the rewards of self-motivation comes in because you feel successful, you know? And I was like, wow, this is a mind-blowing thought, because all you need to do is do it. You don't really need like a lot of inspiration to do it. So yeah, so that's one very basic thing, that motivation is a byproduct of actions or tasks done in that way. And also, just to support this thought, it's really very, very interesting that a lot of people also write about execution is very, like, executing things, having a really big nominal value. Like, for example, the one I was recently reading, Derek Sivers. I don't know if you know him, but he wrote about this book called Anything You Want. He's talking about a hobby that he was able to, you know, a hobby that he was doing, and then later on became a multi-million dollar business. And one of the lessons of creating, accidentally creating this multi-million dollar business out of a hobby, is understanding that execution is priceless. That a lot of ideas are really, really, really beautiful, but unless they are executed, it has no value. It has zero or negative value. And I can't really verbatimly remember what he talked about. I mean, because he puts certain numerical value to execution, idea with execution, etc., etc. But what I do really get from that book, what I got from that book, is that execution is really, really important. And as I see it now in the Philippines, there are a lot of campaigns for election for senators and party lists and, yeah, all these politicians. And traditionally, like in the Philippines, they go on stage, they have to show their platforms, etc. And in the middle of that, you don't really know if they're going to really do it. But one determinant of how you know, one determinant of why you should vote one person is at least the plan of execution, not the plan itself. No, not the plan. I don't know if you get what I mean, but the execution and doing it. It's something that is really very, very important, because you can really talk like a lot, and really go out there in social media and just act smart. But if you're not executing, nothing. You're like, I don't know, I'm sorry, but it's baseless, useless. And this time around, in this era of Facebook and just, you know, being free to say whatever, just like what I'm doing now, I have been observing as well, even my own self. We tend to go out on Facebook, Instagram, or whatever, and just talk a lot. And we got a lot of solutions, but they remain in our brain, and they are useless. It's so hard to say it, even for hearing it from myself, because I am guilty about this. But it's really interesting to see that you just have to kind of count 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and do it. 5-second rule. And I remember when I was in college, I was in the university, I was reading about Seth Godin, and he's like the father of modern marketing, etc. And he has this book called Poke the Box. And it's all about the capital, you know, of initiative. And he says that you got to do it. You have to start. It's about starting. So initiative is a capital that is very, very, very scarce, because everybody just wants to sunbathe. I mean, bathe in the glory of knowing things, but are very afraid in the truth that you have to do things, you know. So here it is. I hope this becomes a challenge for each one of us, at least this podcast, because me as well, I'm struggling about it. It's just so really nice. So really nice to know a lot of things, and so really nice to have a proposal about a lot of things. But execution is the one that will cement. I don't know if you want to make a legacy or be remembered for something. The things you do are the ones that will cement you in history. And yeah, it's a simple thing. It's really hard. really hard to do. But that really I could say upon getting this. I've been trying to, I'm learning a lot of things like right now as a designer and as a web developer. And there are things that I really don't know I got to do them. And sometimes I end up like, just trying to search for something that will try to satisfy the why. But then I end up now asking myself, are we going to start counting now? Like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then I do it. And then, true enough, the motivation follows. I understand that, from a certain mistake or a certain success, I was missing out on a certain solution. So the motivation gets there because things are done. So hopefully that's the same thing for you and me, and in whatever aspect of life. And I was just like, wow, very, very giddy about this simple thing, but can actually give a big effect on everything that I'm doing. So I'm sharing this on this podcast. And that's the reason also why I came here and did the podcast again, because I was like procrastinating and waiting for a sort of inspiration on when to do this. But here I am. I'm just winging it. And I was like, before I started this, I was like, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, do it. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast. And I hope you were able to get something from it. If you want to learn more about the authors that I've been following, kindly, yeah, you can send me a message or something. I don't know, through this through one link that I might be putting here underneath the description of this podcast. Oh, and also, yeah, these days I've been doing a challenge of like doing cold showers for 30 days. Whew. I keep winging it. I'm already on, I don't know, sixth day. It's really funny, but it can be done. Cold showers is something that I really I wanted to avoid like for a long time. But yeah, ice freezing cold water is just interesting for the body. It actually helps the immune system. So I've been doing that and just doing it, not giving a lot of reasons for why I'm doing it. I just said, okay, I'm gonna do this. So I've been doing it like for a week now. Really nice. I feel awake far better than coffee. So I'm still not getting, how do you call that? Minimizing my consumption of coffee, that's true. But I get already the benefits of doing cold showers, which is getting me like fully awake. So it helps. Anyway, I'm digressing. That's it for today. And I hope this really, played with your mind or your frame of thought. I'm kind of like that kind of person who tries to play with a frame of thought and tries to apply it. So if ever there's something new or maybe a change in what I say now, I'll be just in this podcast. And thank you so much for following this podcast, and may have a great day. So I'm heading out to do something else in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So that was it. I think in a nutshell, all I wanted to say was just do it. And you're gonna get the motivation to do more and get more out of life. And when you do a lot of things, your life, which is going to be filled with a lot of moments, is just going to be fantastic. Like, really fantastic. And I don't know if you're like me, but I really want to savor life. And I don't know who wrote it, but before, maybe this is the time that you can do something. Google this idea. I can't really verbatim remember it, but the idea was like, there's this writer who said that everybody seems to say that we want to find the meaning of life, but I don't think that there we're searching for the meaning of life. I think that what we're looking for is the experience of life itself. So I don't know what is the right keyword to try and find that phrase, but that really changed my mind on a lot of things. So that's it. I hope you really enjoyed this podcast. And yes, I did the countdown of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That was a mistake. But this is the final 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Have a nice day. Ciao.